KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
63 degrees and sunny skies in Atlantic. We look for it to be continued clear today with a high around 83. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Well, a woman from Michigan who experienced car problems last summer on Interstate 80 near Atlantic got help from an Iowa State Patrol trooper from Atlantic. The trooper, she says, went above and beyond the call of duty. She shared her gratitude in a Facebook post that soon went viral. The Daily Nonpareil says Brianna Gauthier remembers vividly the incident. For his part, Trooper Todd Grainer said that he was just doing his job. On Tuesday, Gauthier of Ludington, Michigan, posted a thank you to Grainer for his help when her car blew a tire one evening last summer. It was around 10:30 p.m. Her post read, "I pulled off to the side of the road, turned on my hazards, looked at my shredded tire, and began to panic." She said that she was 10 miles from the nearest town and that semi-trucks were blowing past 60 miles per hour, shaking her and the car every time they passed. She called home knowing there was nothing anyone could do and said she started to cry. And that's when Trooper Grainer stopped by, lights flashing on his cruiser, ready to help. Gauthier recounted that Grainer called it a favor with his friend who had a tow truck at a garage. Her credit cards nearly already maxed out. She almost cried when Grainer, who said that she could have easily left her, he could have easily left her car on the shoulder of the road, knowing that she had someone coming, told her that there was no way he was going to leave her alone on the highway. Gauthier said when she expected Grainer to leave after the tow truck arrived, but he gave her a ride to the service station and insisted that the woman, who was in the middle of a cross-country drive, get some rest at a local hotel. Well, after all was said and done, he made sure that she had directions to get back to the highway and that she had a motel room reserved for her when she got to the next town. She continued in her Facebook post that, "I was a young girl, states away from home, and he treated me like I was his family. He called in favors and stayed with me until he knew I was taken care of." Well, the post struck a nerve on Facebook with over 45,580 posts as of Thursday afternoon having been shared. Grainer says he's seen it and told the Daily Nonpareil that he's thankful for Gauthier's appreciation. He was humble in saying it's part of the things that troopers do on a daily basis. Again, Todd Grainer lives at Atlantic and works out of the IHP's District 3 post in Council Bluffs. Officials of the City of Atlantic said yesterday that Roosevelt Drive at the intersection with Olive Street will be closed this coming Monday, June 22nd, through next Friday, June 26th, for the purpose of street repairs. Local through traffic will be asked to use 14th and Roosevelt Streets while the construction is underway. Officials of the Derrick Casey Community School District say a community meeting will be held on Tuesday, June 23rd, with regard to enrollment and financial information, a recent community survey, and options for the district's future, as well as potential partners. The meeting will be held at the Derrick Casey High School Gymnasium beginning at 7 p.m. The school board says their number one priority is to continue to provide the best quality education for each student in the district, and the community's input is important as future plans are made. The Board of Directors of the Griswold Telephone Cooperative Company and its president, Tom Shelberg, have announced the appointment of Amy McLaren as general manager of the company, effective earlier this year. In a press release, Shelberg said, "Within every organization, you will find hardworking and dedicated employees. Amy's success is proof of her skill sets and motivation during the 17 years she's been employed here." According to retiring Executive Vice President Bob Drogo, "There is no area of our business and industry that Amy has not been involved in as preparation for advancement, and we're pleased she has accepted this important opportunity." Additionally, the Board of Directors confirmed the rest of the management staff are reporting to McLaren. That team includes Amy Carlisle, accountant and office manager, Brent Milner, outside plant supervisor, and Carl Lance, central office equipment supervisor. A woman from Union County was arrested Thursday morning in Creston on a Union County warrant for theft in the fifth degree, possession of drug paraphernalia, and possession of methamphetamine. Haley Joan Vendell of Creston was taken into custody at around 10:15 a.m. and later released on $1,000 bond. No injuries were reported to drivers of two vehicles that struck cattle on the road in Union County late Wednesday night. The sheriff's office said yesterday at around 11:35 p.m. Wednesday, a 2002 Chevy pickup driven by 64-year-old Dwight Ingram of Winterset hit a cow on North Cherry Street or Union County Road P33, causing $1,500 damage to the vehicle. The cow, owned by Richard Downing of Creston, was valued at $3,000. About 10 minutes later, a van driven by 21-year-old Jonathan Zolman of Bedford was traveling on the same road at about the same location when it struck three black Angus cattle on the road. Damage to the 2002 Dodge Caravan was estimated at $3,500, or a total loss. The cow and two calves were valued at $3,000. Officials of the Museum of Danish America in Elkhorn say they have several unique events planned to celebrate the longest day of the year in one of their temporary exhibits. Each year, Danes mark the summer solstice with a celebration known as Sankt Hans Aften, or St. John's Eve. Before Christianity came to Denmark, Scandinavian peoples celebrated the longest day as a supernatural struggle between light and dark, heat and cold. Since the feast day of St. John the Baptist occurred on June 23rd, near the date of the annual summer solstice, the Christian Church emphasized the celebration in Scandinavia. And today, the celebration typically involves bonfires late into the night and the singing of traditional songs. The museum's main exhibit at the moment is pronounced Skull, Scandinavian Spirits, which tells the history and traditions of drinking culture in Sweden, Norway, and Denmark, and programs have been planned that will join Midsummer and the exhibit's topic in a fun series of events, including on Thursday, June 25th, a free public brown bag lunch presented will be by Lexi, the owner of the Old Ballard Liquor Company in Seattle, Washington. Lexi lent her experience on Scandinavian aquavit, which is a flavored spirit, to the exhibit, and will share some of the knowledge with the program that from noon until 1 on June 25th. And then on Friday, June 26th, and Saturday, June 27th, Lexi, along with Deb Christensen-Larsen, development manager of the museum and an aquavit do-it-yourself expert, will hold two aquavit workshops. From 2 until 5 p.m., participants will learn about the history, production, and traditions of Scandinavian aquavit, and also how to flavor their own. For registration and other details on the workshop, you can contact Tova Brandt at 712-764-7001. And finally, a Sankt Hans Aften celebration sponsored by the Shelby County State Bank and Hy-Vee will be held from 6 until 10 p.m. on Saturday, June 27th. Activities for the celebration include a fire-roasted hot dog supper beginning at 6 p.m., live old-time country music from 7 until 9, bicycle jousting for the kids and adults from 7 until 9 p.m., and a showing of family-friendly Danish film called Ant Boy at 7 p.m. The traditional lighting of the Sankt Hans Aften bonfire will be held at sunset at 9 p.m. on the 27th. All activities are free, a freewill donation open to the public, and Scandinavian heritage is not required to have a good time. For more information about those activities, you can visit danishmuseum.org. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.